Good evening. Can I have your attention, please? Good evening. We'd like to get our meeting started. Welcome, everybody. I don't need one. I know. Okay. Good evening. We'd like to get our meeting started, please. If you can have a seat. Thank you. So I'd like to welcome everybody, and thank you, Mr. Cochran, for hosting this wonderful meeting tonight. This is the Thursday, April 12th special meeting of the Marysville Board of Education. Could I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Luke?
Here.
Ms. Savage?
Here.
Ms. Powers?
Here.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Ms. Devine?
Here. Make sure that's on. Yes. Okay, so now if everybody would join me, we're going to say the Pledge of Allegiance. The flag is right back there. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So tonight we have the honor of recognizing a lot of people out here that have done some wonderful things for the district through volunteering and other special projects. And we also have lots of our students who have excelled academically, extracurriculars, service awards, things like that. And so we just couldn't be more happy to have this meeting. And, you know, in fact, we used to combine it with our business meeting, but this year we decided it just was important enough, we just wanted to focus our entire meeting on recognition. So, and with that said, I also wanted to mention that Mrs. Mankins is out of town tonight. I know she wishes that she could be here to personally thank all of you as well, but she happens to be down in South Carolina addressing their Department of Education and talking about some of the great things that we're doing here in Marysville. So, with that said, tonight we are going to start with our Good Apple Awards. So we'll have our building administrators come on over, and I think we'll start with the board office. How's that? Are you doing the board office?
Yes, okay. I am.
Okay. Well, I have the honor of handing out the award for the board office. For our board office award, we selected Matthew Welsh. Matthew Welsh is an extremely involved parent in the district. You know, we're not begging him to help. He's actually coming to us asking, how can I help? What can I do to help? So he has been instrumental in a lot of things we've done, very involved in the athletic boosters. You are probably aware that we're working on a stadium project. We've got a big fundraising push going on right now. He has really saved us in terms of social media, because I have zero experience with Twitter or Facebook, any of that kind of stuff. So he's really stepped up and helped us with the promoting of that. Also involved with our levy committee, and in our, even at our big stadium event we just had last week. You know, just the little things like helping carry things and helping clean up after. So can't thank Matt enough for the work he's done, and then a lot of work coming up that he's still going to be doing. So thank you, Matthew.
And I also wanted to mention that we will, at the end of our Good Apple Awards, take about a 5 or 10 minute break to get some pictures with you, and then we'll continue with our student recognition as well. So, and I think the board would like to shake your hands.
Thank you.
Next, we've got Ed Wood and Sister Morgan. Why don't you have them come on up while you're talking?
Okay. My Good Apple recipients this year are Dr. Phil Adkins, Carmen Irving, Catherine Zmino, Karen Hansen, Ken Kenzie,
This is the crew.
All right, so I've got a good apple tree, it looks like. just a good apple. These folks have been instrumental. Edgewood Elementary, helping us pilot and institute the PACS programming for our students and for our teachers. They've done tremendous things, hosting events for our parents, being flexible, coming into the building whenever we would ask or need them, being open, honest, and responsive to our teachers and our student needs. So we wanted to say thank you from the bottom of our hearts. And we do have, in addition to our Good Apple Award plaques for you, we do have Good Apple and Harmonica cookies. These are from the Ribbon Box.
Oh my goodness, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, what a segment that is. How clever. Thank you. I can't wait to try it.
Thank you very
much.
Thank
you so much. Thank you. All right, Karen, come back up. Little did we know that actually, Karen, I believe the first time ever, a two-time award winner in the same year at Two River Derby. So Karen has tutored at Northwoods for 11 years now, and so she had taught there. Now she had taught in the district. Now she's tutoring. It's just a wonderful service to our students, and they just absolutely have you coming in, and they enjoy it, and they benefit a lot. So really, really want to thank you for that. Congratulations, and guess what? You get tutoring. I'm so glad to be here, Monica.
I'm Amy McGlenn, principal at Mill Valley. The funny thing is, Karen Hansen was my teaching mentor my first year teaching. So I this is Jody Springer. She teaches kindergarten in Mill Valley, and together we co-chair the Good Apple Award. And tonight we want to honor Beth Ellinger.
Beth has been a volunteer at Mill Valley Elementary in many different capacities. She, her biggest job is overseeing our fall and spring flower fundraiser. That includes contacting the company, making sure that every child's name is input into the computer, counting money, making sure everyone gets what their order is. And we love and appreciate her for that, but she also is there for just every single activity that takes place, from Fall Fun Fest to Holiday Jubilee and Chris Cakes, Math and Science Night, and all of the book fairs. She has two children, a second grader and a kindergartner this year, and I love having him in my room. And we just love her family and appreciate all that Beth does for us. So if you would give her one more round of applause.
Not to be outdone by Tom, Karen Wells, and Amy, but I believe, Karen, you used to teach at Navin back in the day, right? For me, but still. We hope we had some contribution to you, to your long career. I am honored to present our Good Apple Award to Kat Patrick. Kat is our treasurer. She volunteers for everything in our building, including breakfast buddies, trunk or treat. We have books and bingo. We have a ton of things that she is involved in, and we appreciate it so much. She's our chairperson, new chairperson for our Scholastic Book Fair next year, and she has two wonderful children and one wonderful husband. Junior is in first grade, and Cora is 1 year away from being a Navin student, so she's got one more year till she starts kindergarten. So we wanted to thank Pat for everything she does. Her and her husband are also wonderful artists and have painted our windows for holiday festivities. They have done bulletin boards, all with a Navin twist, and so we really appreciate that and everything else you do for us, Pat. So thank you so much. Well, I can hold something for you. Okay. You good?
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Mrs. Godrina.
Not to be outdone, but I also worked with at Mill Valley back in the day, so I'm just keeping the streak going. I have the honor of being the principal at Raymond Elementary now, and I'm going to introduce Tracy Markert, who is our good apple for the year. So Tracy. And I first met Tracy 3 years ago. She came into the office, introduced herself from California, from Dublin, from every, but said, I want to be a part of the Raymond family. And I'm like, great, what do you want to do? Well, she ended up being co-president of the PTO that very first year. Jumped right in, did an amazing job. She's done this for 3 years now. And I can't tell you what an amazing job this lady has done. The enthusiasm that she brings to this position is unreal, from, you know, surprising the staff, going around, giving breakfast, dressing up like an owl, going to all the classrooms and, you know, kicking off our Who's Reading volunteer, our readathon. She is just amazing. I also asked her recently, I said, hey, I got another job. Would you mind being a part of the upcoming levy committee? And she said, yeah, sure. And then she followed that up with, what's a levy? So I said, well, let me tell you. But she didn't even hesitate. I said, they just must not have those in California. We decided. But she jumps in no matter what. We love her to death. She has 3 students. Her youngest is going to go to Creekview, but I've bragged her. She's on our sub list, so we're going to keep her around as much as we can. We love her. So, Tracy, thank you.
Good evening. Never to be outdone, Karen Well. A 2-time Good Apple Award recipient. I'm really proud and pleased to recognize and present to the group Amy Zwiezinski. Amy, mother of Ava and Jack, does blessings in a backpack, not just for Creekview Intermediate, but for the district. Amy and her volunteer work, the hours that she spends, she serves about 225 families, providing nutritious backpacks for weekend foods, making sure we don't send our students home hungry on the weekend, removing barriers to learning, providing nutrition for families in need. It's a big deal. I did some quick math, over 500 hours of volunteer services in preparation for this over the course of a year. That is amazing. Yeah. I'm really proud to present her. I'm really honored to have her be our Good Apple. Thank you so much.
So I have 2 individuals up here, but I have 1 recipient. So the first person I'm going to introduce is going to be Ms. Jessica Parthamore. Ms. Parthamore is our athletic director, and in light of what Lisa has done for us, I felt it was appropriate that Ms. Parthamore introduce our good apple for this evening.
So our good apple for Bunchbowl is Lisa Kovenchek. Lisa has served as our booster president for the last 2 years, and before that she was vice president. When I came on board last year, she welcomed me with open arms and just has been the glue that has kept our Bunchbowl athletic machine running as we go. She's developed great relationships with our coaching staff and with our athletes, and helps organize our host of parents that we love and adore that help them volunteer with concessions and fundraisers, and has helped get us new uniforms and new equipment, and just is absolutely invaluable. She has a sophomore and an 8th grader, so I am losing her. I begged her to have another child so I can have her again. But so happy to have worked with you the last 2 years, and good luck, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good evening. The Early College High School, our recipient this year is Melissa Mosier. And our whole freshman team nominated her because they did a project about bats. And who knew? Stella's mom knew about bats. And so she came in and talked to the entire class. They had a lot of pieces of the project, and then she ended up being a judge for us. So kids had not only an expert to work with, but then they had an authentic experience about providing that. And having someone give them feedback on that. So she was a good sport, and every time we called her, she helped out with it, and the project turned out to be absolutely wonderful. And we have some extra bat houses. If anybody wants them, just give me a call, because we got plenty. And we couldn't have the project without her, so thank you very much.
Good evening. I'm Tom Cochran, principal of the high school. This is Sean Williams, assistant principal of the high school. We have two Good Apple Award winners tonight. We're going to start with Holly Zweizig, if you would please come up.
So I was trying to think about how to describe Holly, and the best word I could come up with is we are so blessed to have Holly in our community, in our school. She does so much with our drug prevention. As you all know, that is a constant challenge across our country. And she could not be more dedicated. She's involved to start talking about the influence in Pack 60. We do all kinds of things last minute, and I can call her the day I need something, or if I get a crazy idea, I'll call her, and she'll say, I'll run it over right now. And we are just, anybody that has a child in this community should feel blessed to have Holly in this community, because she truly is making a difference for our kids and our community, and we're just very thankful to have her. So congratulations, Holly.
And second, we have Tim Davidson. Tim Davidson is not here, but for a good reason. He is actually doing the stats for the softball game, which we just won in extra innings against Central Crossing. And the reason that he is getting a Good Apple Award winner is, if you've been to Alumni Hall, we have a brand new kiosk out in Alumni Hall that has over 100 years of Marysville athletic history. And the Alumni Association has partnered with the school to put all those things together, and it would be impossible to have that done unless Tim Davidson had not done the work of compiling over 100 years of pictures, stats, and all types of information. So if you get a chance to go out to that kiosk sometime, it is really, really neat. He's got stacks and stacks of stats that are still going to be put in there. You can put videos in there, and everything's going to be linked, so you can search by sport, year, and individual teams and players. So it's really neat that he did that. He is dedicated to it. Like I said, he couldn't be here tonight because he said he is not missing softball to run the book for the softball stats. So that's kind of an example of why we gave him that Good Apple Award winner. So if we give him a round of applause to Tim Davidson.
Thank you. Yes. Nice to come out.
Yes, absolutely.
Our windows are west one. You know, our windows can be replacements. There's a west one wet area. Okay, we'll get started with the student presentations here. I guess I'm up first. So that means if I try and keep it brief, then everyone else will fall in line. But I could talk about distance running and this young lady all evening, truthfully, because she's put in a lot of hard work. How many of you have run a 5K or something like that, or a 10K or something, right? So you know, okay, that distance running is about preparation, about discipline, by getting yourself ready. And Jacqueline, love you. And Jacqueline Witt has really embodied that process along the way. She was our first state qualifier in cross country in over 20 years. And at the Division I level, especially on the girls' side in Central Ohio, that is a major accomplishment. You have girls who are going on to Division I NCAA programs who stay home for the state cross country and track meets. You have people who can break 5 minutes in the mile who stay home for the spring track meet, just to show you how competitive this is. So quick story, we show up at the regional meet, big deal, the team's there, we're getting ready to go. It is perfect Monarch weather, about 39 and sleeting, okay, and we're ready to go. One thing leads to another out on the course. At the end of the 5K, we've got about 300 meters left. We know it's going to be close. We've done our homework. We're prepared. We're ready. There's a pack of these Davidson girls closing in, okay? And we know it's going to take everything, but we know she's ready. Okay, Jacqueline's instincts kicked in. She kicked for the line. She got them. Made it to the state cross country meet. And she's only a sophomore. Next up, we'll do the indoor track and field recipients. Coach Richard.
Hi, Coach Ritchie, like you said three times. I'm the head boys coach for track and field, and we're going to hand out some awards for indoor state qualifiers. If those young monarchs would come forward, please. Thank you, thank you. So while they're coming up, this is what indoor track and field is about in the state of Ohio. It is not a varsity sport. It is not an official sanctioned sport. Can I go that way?
Yeah.
It's actually a club. So the way we do this in our program is we have kids come out for indoor track who are not involved in any other varsity sports. So if they don't have a winter sport that they're doing, like basketball or wrestling, things like that, then they come out and they train with us. We have certain specs of, you know, days of the week that we do it. And then it's almost like an unofficial season to get ready for outdoor track, which started a month ago. And we have a big meet tomorrow, which is great. So these athletes are putting in preparation to get ready for outdoor. Within the confines of indoor track, right before outdoor starts, there is a state championship meet. Last year it was held at the University of Akron with a fairly new facility, and this year it was held at a facility in Asheville, Ohio called the Spire Institute, which was built by a very, 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 very rich guy as an Olympic training facility, kind of like what's in Colorado Springs on a smaller level, out in the middle of a cornfield in Asheville. So our state qualifiers are right up here, and we'd like to recognize them tonight. On the boys' side, our 4x400-meter relay qualified to the state meet. That would be Mr. Jarrett Braun, Mr. Matt Cox, Mr. Joey Patterson, sorry, Joe, and Mr. Ethan Collada. Just raise your hands, guys. Wave to the crowd. There you go. Four by four is the very last event of a track meet, which makes it really, really exciting. And very sadly, these guys didn't even run it. They qualified there. We had two injuries during the meet, and we were actually not able to do it, which was actually a very smart thing because indoor track, like we tell these guys, doesn't count. Outdoor track does. Okay, so it was smart. We ended up scratching it and moved on with the rest of our Monarch lives. Also, on the boys' side, we had two individual state qualifiers. One of them, Mr. Jarrett Braun, who qualified in the 200-meter dash. He broke our indoor school record while running that race. And pulled his hamstring while doing so. So he got a bunch of ice and sat around and watched everybody else. And finally, Mr. Ethan Collada, who is right here in a really cool shirt, he qualified as an individual in the triple jump and in the long jump. Just like what you see in the Olympics, triple jump, you hop down and jump in some sand. Long jump, you run down, hit a board, jump in some sand. He did that really well for long jump, and he actually was an all-Ohio athlete, which is top 8 places, by jumping about a foot more than his best jump, but still got on the podium with a big medal, big smile, news media coverage all over the place. Round of applause for our...
And Morgan and Natalie, Morgan Forney and Natalie Hilcher also qualified for the indoor state meet. Ethan also qualified in high jump. We didn't compete in the high jump, but he qualified for that as well. Morgan and Natalie kind of showed off how versatile they are as athletes. Morgan's a regional, they're both regional cross-country runners. Okay, Natalie does just about everything during the spring outdoor season, from the throws to 800s to everything in between, long jump, you name it. And Morgan ends up usually around the mile for the 800 or sometimes even the 2 mile if we ask her to do it. But during the indoor season, we want to work on our speed and our power, and they both qualify for the state triple jump indoors in the process. Congratulations.
Buckeye girls and boys state students.
Okay, Dio and Brendan, come on up. Next up on the agenda are Dio and Brendan for Buckeye girls state and Buckeye boys state. These are two wonderful programs put on by the American Legion that students apply for the summer, well, the spring of their junior year, and it takes place the summer before their senior year. Having gone through the program myself, I can tell you it's a lot of fun. You play different roles in a state government, even highway patrol officers and mayors, and all the way up. And you operate a functional state government a week while living in a dorm on a college campus. And part of the fun is that you can go into these with a plan in mind, to become a really high-level official where you get your picture taken and ends up on the front page of the newspaper. Or you can go and make new friends, and you never know what's going to happen. You might meet someone who says, hey, I'm going to run for governor tomorrow, you want in on it? Okay? And you are assigned a political party, and you really put the whole civic ideal that we talk about upstairs in D hallway into practice. And it's a wonderful experience, and you learn a lot. You practice meeting new people and public speaking. We are really fortunate because we have Governor Dio here, who achieved the highest office at Buckeye Girls' State. The first monarch to do that, and she had a plan going into that. And it's wonderful to see her hard work and preparation that we know from mock trial put into practice at Buckeye Girls' State. And Lieutenant Governor Brendan, who went in and met new people, okay, and put his leadership skills to the test, and both of them had very successful experiences. So congratulations.
Girls come up that are here for me. I only have three girls here tonight from our team. This year for the team that these girls competed on, there were 15 total girls. This is our non-tumbling competitive cheer team for this year. So they do this completely outside of their normal season work. They all three cheered football and then two cheered basketball as well. So this is completely separate from those practices. They do everything separately. We compete on weekends, so it's a lot of extra work. I'm pretty sure one day we competed and then cheered a basketball game in the same day. So they put in a lot of extra hard work throughout the season. We did attend five different competitions this year. And then the sixth being the state meet. With the first five competitions that they attended, they never placed lower than a fourth place at all competitions. And I believe they were second at a AmeriCheer, which was one of their first ones that they went to as well. And then they went to the state meet, which is fun. It's not done a lot. The division that they're in is a newer division. However, when they do these divisions, they do run the same as, say, a football division or a basketball division. And what they do for this division is they actually combine divisions. So these girls competed in a combination of divisions 1, 2, and 3 in the state, and they were 10th of all of the schools in those divisions with a non-tumbling team. So the three that I have here today are Cameron Ellis, Gabby Wimmers, and then our actually only senior of this year, Miss Libby Thompson.
Famously, at the Oscars, in order to keep things moving along, Jimmy Kimmel gave a jet ski the shortest speech. So hopefully the board has something nice set up for me later, possibly. No. So mock trial it's a battle. It's a grind. And we have had a team this year that went to states. You have to go to undefeated to go to states. And there are hundreds of schools that vie to go, and only a handful go. So that tells you they're special. But we knew these kids were special long before they ever went. They are talented. They are hardworking. They've got great hearts. They're great leaders. And we're very, very proud of them. Most of them are seniors, and it's a little bit bittersweet because we'll be losing them, not just in mock trial, but from the classroom. And they have done Marysville very, very proud. And I know for sure that whatever their future endeavors are, they'll be successful, and they'll represent the best of what Marysville is. So, if I could have my mock trial people come on up. Kyle Odevie. Kylie Luke. Samantha Willoughby. Emma Rice. Sarah Paul. Scott Scobie. Brendan Walston. Sure. We actually had Kylie was a witness. Dio doubled as a witness and attorney and won all kinds of slew of awards. Sam, witness. Emma, doubled as a witness and attorney. Sarah, attorney. Scott, attorney. And Brendan was our trusty bailiff time.
So we will move on to wrestling and Coach Anders.
So, sorry, I came from the most unwrestling thing I could think of doing, which was coaching U9 girls soccer. A little break from the wrestling mat. So, you know, continued, we've been fortunate to have continued success with our wrestling program. We have five individuals we're going to acknowledge tonight, but I think it's also important to acknowledge our team. They finished as regional champs and qualified for the top eight for the state dual process. They were sectional champs, they were district runner-ups. One of the things I'm the most proud of is this year the State Coaches Association is honoring an academic team All-Ohio. And for our wrestlers who entered the sectional tournament, which is the start of the postseason, they had an average GPA of 3.684, so they qualified as academic All-Ohio as a team. But tonight we're recognizing our state qualifiers and state placers. Tyler Bates is not here this evening. He's on a college visit. He is planning to wrestle at the next level, but Tyler finishes as two-time academic All-Ohio and a two-time state placer. He was sixth in the state for us this year at 160 pounds. Walker was also sixth in the state for us, 145 pounds. He's also a two-time academic All-Ohio recipient, and he will be back next year as a senior. Tyler Conley. Tyler finished fifth in the state this year at heavyweight. He is a two-time state qualifier now. He also returns next year for his senior year. Ethan Spiegel. Ethan was a district finalist for us and a state qualifier. He's also a junior, so another guy we have back next to lead our team next year. And Jake Marsh. Jake was a state runner-up this year, 152 pounds. He finishes as a four-time state qualifier, two-time state placer, three-time academic All-Ohio, and he is going to continue both wrestling and studying at Princeton next year. All five of these young men are great representatives of our program and of our school, and they have a lot to be proud of, and thank you for taking the time to acknowledge them.
Every year there are about 12,000 artworks submitted to the state governor show from the whole state of Ohio. About a fourth of those get to go on to through the regional judging into the state judging. So there's about 3,000 artworks. We have two students that were honored at that level that will have that have artwork that were voted the top fourth in the whole state of Ohio. And we also have one of those students that their artwork went on to the actual state, to the state show. So I have Taylor McKinney up here. She has an artwork in the regional show at the McConnell Center in Worthington, and her work was chosen as one of the top 3,000 artworks in the state of Ohio. Congratulations. And she is a fixture in the art room. She has been there. She's in one of our two art rooms, Ms. Hauser and myself. She's there probably more than she's anywhere else in the school. So,
what type of art?
Oh, thank you. So both of these ladies are metalsmithers. Not only that, they actually excel in many different media, from drawing to painting to ceramics to, I mean, you name it, they've taken almost every class. So computer-generated art, you name it, they've taken it. Between the two of them, they've probably taken every class we have. But their work that is at the state, that went to the state judging, was metalsmithing work. And I will say, they are two of three students who have ever taken metalsmithing 3. So we kind of developed the course for them. They were like, we love metalsmithing, we want to take more, Mrs. Friend. And I was like, well, we'll just make up a class for you. So talk about individualized learning. We kind of made it up for them. So Sam Harris is our second student. Sam also had a work at the state judging, and then she had a second work that went through, was chosen the top 300 in the state of Ohio. And her work will be downtown on display at the Rhodes Office Tower. And she is in the running for scholarships, and we're just hoping, fingers crossed, that that scholarship will go through. We find out that award ceremony is later in April, so congratulations, Sam.
Of seeing him in action several times. I've attended the National Honor Society for the Japanese program. And Zach has also been a part of JASCO, which is the Japanese, Japanese American Society of Central Ohio, JASCO. And they have a speech contest. And how many years have you participated in the contest?
This is my second year.
His second year. And he was awarded the General Consul's Award at this speech contest, which is amazing. I mean, the competition was very strong, and in fact, at the beginning of the award ceremony, they talked about how these speeches were so good this year that instead of just judging the speeches, they were judging the content, they were judging, you know, more than just the delivery. And so, Zach, we're very proud of you. Thank you so much.
Yes, we do. My name is Bill Keck, but I have two teachers that teach with me. One could not be here for a funeral, Sherry Anderson and Mrs. Thomas here. I drew the short straw tonight. Anyway, going on, and if I had any sense, I'd have this lady up here, but I won't do that to her. State public speaking, Corey Lee placed eighth in the state. And she's also our president coming up this year. Our books have to be evaluated every year, and our officer books, and we received two of those, a gold-rated secretary's book, Savannah Fellows, I don't believe she's here tonight, and gold-rated treasurer's book, Katie Van Hoos. And then we have a number of state FFA degree recipients. Some are here, some are not. Kelsey Bolsel. And Kelsey's our outgoing president, did an awesome job this year. We really appreciate that. David Hendel, he's not here, I don't believe. Jake Ishmael. Corey Lee, who is up here currently, and Amelia Lively, who is not here. We have several American degree recipients, and that's quite an honor. There's only about 2% of the students FFA-wise in the nation get that, 2.5%. Ryan Cook is in college, and Hunter Hurd, college, or is he? Yeah, he is. And Adam, I have to check on these things. Allie Lee, college. Danielle Leeper, college. Amy McElfresh, college. Emily Rossifer, dental hygienist. We lost her from the agriculture thing. Maybe she'll come back. You never know. Leanne Shanklin's in college, and Tacy Welch. We also had a state finalist in a proficiency, and he's sitting over here, Jake Ishmael, and that's quite a... There he is. And seventh place farm business management team in the state, Corey Lee is up here, Katie Van Hoos, let's see here, page two, Savannah Fellows, and Rachel Poling. So. We had an equine management team, that stands for horse, in case you're wondering. And a fifth place team, but we had a fourth place individual, Grant Kessler and Blake Kessler. Gabby Watson is out here. Then general livestock team, Corey Lee was an individual state finalist. And rural soils, Corey Lee, state qualifier. And I think that's it. Hope it isn't.
I don't think we missed anybody who's here. Was anybody planning to get recognized that we missed? I hope not. You back there? And who are you?
Ben
Alexander. Deca. With Deca, you are okay. Sorry. Come on up, Ben.
I don't think you heard.
Tell us a little bit about DECA.
Well, DECA is a business club. We competed in states this year. We have two state or national qualifiers. Marketing, hospitality, tourism. I'm in sports entertainment. There's just a bunch of business stuff, you know.
What year are you?
I'm a junior. I've done this for 3 years, and I'm going to continue for my fourth year.
Great. We'll look forward to seeing you next year.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
last call for recognition, right? Well, this is always a nice evening, but when you get done with all of that and you just hear all of the wonderful things that our students have done, it's heartwarming, isn't it? It's great. Okay, so thank you so much for coming tonight. Thank you for... Yes? Thank you. It's not adjourned. If you want to stay, we just have a little bit of business to take care of, but you are welcome to leave. Okay? Probably have about 5 more minutes and we'll be done. Yeah. Yes, help yourself to a cookie or drinks on the way out. To sign on to board docs today. Oh. So, this is not that big of a deal.
No.
Okay. Ready to move on? You want to wait a couple weeks? Wait a minute or two? Yeah. Okay.
It is really impressive.
Oh, I know.
Qualifiers. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Football. Oh, okay, yeah.
You see it throughout the school year.
Mm-hmm.
Then everyone together on the field.
Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
And the variety too, you know, that's what I love. So many different options for them. So, okay, I think we're ready to go. Okay, next up, let me get my stuff in here. Okay, I need a motion to approve. You want to come on over? Sure.
Okay, while we're looking up this new, pamphlet thing, Zuckermeyer,
oh, wait a second.
Your award
Okay, so now I would entertain a motion to... for the employment of Emily Savage. Motion by Ms. Powers. Second by Mr. Smith. Any questions, comments? Yes. Well, then how about a roll call to see if we can make that official?
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Abstain.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. The motion passes, and we welcome Emily to our Monarch family. Next up, we need a motion to approve the rest of the superintendent action items. Motion by Mr. Smith?
Second.
Second by Mrs. Powers. Any comments?
No, just getting some team members on board already for next school year.
Okay.
Hiring, replacing some positions due to some resignations and retirements.
Right.
I'll just make a quick comment in there as well. Oh. You'll see Gail Fannin, who was my accounts receivable person, among other things, and she's taking that role at Tri-Academy now. So hopefully next month you'll see a replacement.
Okay.
Right. So we're working on that right now. So
good. I know. I thought that was kind of exciting for her to take on a new role like that. And there's also I noticed the retirement of Gail Jenkins and
I've known Gail for a while. She's been in the library over at the Early College High School, and she was also she helped with the movie nights. Those young men who kind of created that nonprofit created that group to help different nonprofits. So we'll miss her, but I'm sure we'll see her back every once in a while. Are there any other questions or comments?
No.
Roll call.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Ms. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Luke?
Yes.
Ms. Savage?
Yes.
Ms. Devine?
Yes. Motion carries. Finally, if there are any questions or comments from board members, we'll start with you, Mr. Smith.
Just the night was very exciting. I mean, it's always nice to be able to recognize student achievement. And I think we saw tonight that our students are competing and representing our community, representing, more importantly, themselves at some of the highest levels of competition. That's very rewarding.
Sure is.
I'm very proud of all the people that were recognized today. I want to say thank you once again to all the volunteers, all our good apples, people dedicating their time and energy to make each school building something special. So, and just a reminder, the community coffee is this Saturday, History Cafe, 9 a.m. And I ditto all of that, and I'm just proud to be a part of it and to see the great things happening in our schools.
Yep.
Me too.
Any comments, Mr. Johnson?
Nothing to add.
Mr. Langhouse?
PTBM, proud to be a monarch.
Exactly, I know. And I thought, for the record, I just want to do a little shout-out for Mrs. Hansen and Mrs. Wazinski as well. So we have both of them. Two-time award winners now.
Yeah.
And I want to thank Lynette again. Thank you for your help with all of the stuff here.
Yeah. Thank you.
And thank you, Mr. Cochran, for hosting the meeting. And then, let's see, I just, like when you said proud to be a monarch, I said, tonight that's what it's all about. You know, you just listen to all of these things, and it really does make you proud to be a monarch and be a part of this district. So, let's see. Couple of things too. You talked about the community coffee. National Honor Society induction is this coming Tuesday, April 17th. I think an invitation just went out in the last day or two. That's at 8:30 in the morning at the high school. The Chamber Annual Dinner is this a week from tonight at Evolution Ag on State Route 42. I think a couple of you are planning to attend. That's great. I know several of us are going to be out of town. Our regular board meeting will be 2 weeks from tonight at Bunsold, April 26th. Board Leadership Institute, the 27th, 28th. And Japanese National Honor Society is Saturday, April 28th. And I think Mr. Luke is going to be representing the board there. And then finally, I just got an email today. I had gone over to Navin earlier this week. And Terry Roman, Mrs. Roman, is a first grade teacher over there, and she sent me an invitation and wanted me to extend it to the rest of the board tomorrow at 2:45. Her classroom is going to be presenting their project on United States symbols. If you've never been in Mrs. Roman's classroom, it's worth a visit. I've known her forever because her oldest is the same age as my daughter. They were Brownie Girl Scouts together. But Mrs. Roman has always been a project-based learning teacher and has like this a video of an eagle's nest that's usually going all the time. It's a live feed video, and she does all these different songs with her kids. So she's a lot of fun. So if you have time tomorrow at 2:45, head on out to Navin. And that's all I've got.
Just one thing.
Yes.
Cinderella is
this weekend
at the high school.
Right.
And the community performance for show choir is Monday the 16th.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Yeah. So maybe I'll just add a couple more things too, because we had the High Point Open House that we went to that I just thought was very impressive. Had the Japanese culture event. That just keeps growing every year, and maybe in 2 weeks I'll bring the little tie-dye thing that I made there. And then we had the State In Project kickoff. Was that two nights ago?
Tuesday
night, yes. And that, I thought that went really well. I got lots of positive feedback from the people who attended. So about a motion to adjourn.
Sue, can I add one thing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. Yes. Sorry.
Since you're putting all those on your calendar. It's
yes.
Busy as agenda. Uh-huh. May 3rd.
May 3rd.
At 11:30. And I'll send an invite separately. The okay. Global Scholars Banquet.
Oh, okay.
It's downtown Columbus. And we have three students from the high school who are going to be graduating with their Global Scholars Diploma.
Okay.
So it's a three-year program. We've only been in the program for 2 years, but they accelerated
wow.
year two and three. So
okay.
the extra work. So we have three young ladies who are doing that. Dio is one.
Yes.
I think she's actually going to be speaking about her project
okay.
In front of that group. And it's like kind of all the big CEOs of big Columbus and Central Ohio wow. companies are down there. It's a luncheon. We bought two tables, so we have probably about 10 seats available. So everyone's invited.
Okay.
Where
is it downtown?
I think
you'll
it's never
mind. Okay.
But I'll send that.
Yep, you'll send it out.
Send that in.
Okay.
I want to get on your calendar.
Okay, great. Thank you. Anything else? Annie? No. Okay. Motion to adjourn, please. Oh, you, yeah. Thank you, Ms. Powers. Second.
Second,
Mr. Smith. Roll call.
Ms. Powers.
Yes.
Mr. Smith.
Yes.
Mr. Luke.
Yes.
Ms. Savage.
Yes.